USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Oil prices surging after reports that two oil tankers were attacked hours ago in the Middle East. Reuters says it's quoting shipping sources as saying the tankers were targeted near the Strait of Hormuz and that the crews were evacuated safely. U.S. House Oversight Committee members voting to hold Attorney General Bill Barr and Secretary of Commerce Wilbur Ross in contempt of Congress after they refused to comply with subpoenas related to adding a citizenship question to the 2020 census. Ross says of it,
"The idea that somehow this committee should have more power than the Supreme Court, more power than the executive branch, and more power than both combined kind of rewrites the Constitution and the separation of powers."
Dems say the administration must be trying to hide something. And this is USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents
and Doug.
Limu, there's a woman threatening to sign up for generic car insurance.
Grab your birdseed and let's go.
I'm going to sign these papers right here, right now.
Ma'am, drop the pen. Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
Thanks, Limu, Emu, and Doug.
Don't thank us. Thank Liberty Mutual, but also thank us.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume. You're hiring a person. That's why Indeed offers tools that help bridge the gap between a candidate and the resume. Like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
William Weld, the only Republican suggesting that he will challenge President Trump for the GOP nomination next year, says President Trump should resign right now after he said in an interview that he would probably listen if foreign governments were to offer him dirt on political opponents. During the interview with ABC's George Stephanopoulos, Stephanopoulos suggested that the president should call the FBI if he's given such an offer, to which the president says,
"This is somebody that said, we have information on your opponent. Oh, let me call the FBI. Give me a break. Life doesn't work that
way." The FBI director says that's what should happen.
The FBI director is wrong.
Russian President Vladimir Putin saying relations between the U.S. and Russia are getting worse and worse. In that interview published today, he said the Trump administration's approving too many sanctions on Russia. The St. Louis Blues celebrating their first ever Stanley Cup championship, beating the Bruins in Game 7 last night, 4-1 in Boston. And this is USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
President Trump and the President of Poland held a joint news conference in the Rose Garden. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more on the story.
The president was asked about China and tariffs.
Like a lot of countries, they subsidize those goods. We haven't had inflation. And, you know, they keep saying that the American taxpayer is paying for it. No, very little. And what it really does mean is that a lot of those companies that are in China are going to be moving back to the U.S. You have car companies, General Motors as an example, that built plants in China. Well, that doesn't work out too well when you have the tariff wall up, because now they're going to have to get through that, and they can't really get through that. So maybe they'll start building plants in the United States instead. I think that we'll end up making a deal with China. We have a very good relationship, although it's a little bit testy right now, as you would expect. I think they really have to make a deal. A lot of companies are leaving China, as you know. It's in all the reports, and they're going to Vietnam and various other places, and they're also coming to the United States to make their product because they don't want to pay the tariff. And there is no tariff if you do it in the United States. People don't realize that. You know, they say the tariff, but there is no tariff if you don't do it. You know, if you just do exactly as I say, you bring your company back to the United States.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Take us with you on your computer or mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.